don't have a lot of details for you as I stand here right now. We're very much focused on this afternoon's practice. We'll turn our attention specifically toward Tampa and the things that we intend to do after practice today. I'll say this, all that are healthy are scheduled to play at this juncture. How much they'll play is to be determined.
Mike Tomlin just spoke there, and he said that all that are healthy will play in tomorrow's preseason game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the first preseason game of 2023 for the Steelers. So Tomlin said that yesterday about a game tomorrow. And there are some people out there, I mean, I see some opinions when Tomlin says that you know, well, nobody should play. None of the big defensive players, none of the players that are established should play. We don't want them to get hurt. Totally understand that concern as well. You know, I'm one of the people that takes the opinion that I don't want anybody to go into the season cold, and maybe training camp and practices are enough to where they won't get cold. But maybe taking a day off on game days might get them, you know, out of a rhythm. But again, it's a Friday game, so maybe not. I mean, both sides of these arguments have some legitimacy to them. This isn't just a straightforward open and shut case. This is, okay, I mean, there are pros to doing it one way. There are pros to doing it another way. Should the Steelers play their big defensive players? Should they play T.J. Watt? Now, Tomlin said this, too. He said, all that are healthy will play, for how long is yet to be determined. Okay. Yeah, no, that's what I would expect Tomlin to say. Not going to give all the details, but we'll let the healthy players play. For how long? Not sure. Not determined yet. You can call me at 412-928-9370. You can also hit me up on X at Callas_33, formerly Twitter. That's CALLAS_33 if you have some comments. And again, call 412-928-9370. What are you most looking forward to about the preseason game tomorrow? We're still optimistic about the Steelers. Kenny Pickett named the quarterback for the Steelers in this preseason game. That's not much of a surprise. Baker Mayfield getting the start announced by the Buccaneers to start in the preseason game. That's kind of fun to watch. Yeah, I mean, Baker Mayfield is he's kind of fallen off. I mean, he played for the Rams the season after they won the Super Bowl. Right, that was last season. But, of course, that was a Rams team that wasn't very good, right, that they had fallen off after winning that Super Bowl. They put all their chips in the middle to get that Super Bowl, and they ended up doing that, and then they needed Mayfield to play. They signed him because Matthew Stafford got hurt. So we'll talk about Mayfield, and we got a caller here right now at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Nicholas Harry Callas. What's up, my brother? It's Vic from Hazelwood. What's up with you?
Oh, talking about sports in the morning, you know. Most mornings
I'm
here.
Listen, I got to hear you this morning because I had to drop the wife off to work, so I was like happy about that.
Yeah,
I ain't happy
good.
About getting up in the morning. But listen, I just think that give them all a shot to play a couple games. I mean, excuse me, a couple plays. Get them a little loose. Get them a taste of, you know, what the action might be like. But they keep talking about, oh, the player's going to play. The player's going to halfway play. Is my man, what's his name, going to coach? Canada going to coach? I mean, is he only going to coach half the game or coach a couple of plays? Whatever, you know what I mean?
Well,
Come on, man. Just get it right and get it going.
Vic from Hazelwood, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The only thing I'll say is that it's more physically taxing for the players to play than the coaches to coach. Coaches just have to use their minds and be, you know, awake and alert enough to make calls. But, you know, there is serious risk to the players going on the field and getting hurt because football is among the most violent games in humanity, especially in recent times. Football is the most violent sport that you'll have to play. So that's the only difference there between playing and coaching. For sure. Got another caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm mostly just excited to see Calvin Austin, if he's healthy. I think he could definitely take the top off the offense or defense and you know, just kind of be a game changer with his speed.
Very good, Kevin. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Calvin Austin, definitely somebody to look forward to. And I have a story about him as well, just my first experience watching him in the combine. I remember somebody put on TikTok and some of those other short videos on social media where they said that he ran a 302, something like that. And it was a bit misleading because the TV broadcast had him at a 3.2. But the TV broadcast clock is delayed from the clock on the field. So it starts late, but it also ends late. This TikToker thought he cracked the code because he had him crossing the line at 3.02-ish, not considering or not accounting for the fact that at the beginning, when he started running, they had not yet started the clock. So it was a little bit delayed on the start, and because of that, it was a little bit delayed on the finish. But Calvin Austin got, I think, some serious attention from that TikTok where there was just outrage because, you know, ooh, how did he run a 3.02 and not drafted in the top three? Well, because he didn't actually run a 3.02. But it's good the Steelers have him, and it's good the Steelers, he's one of those exciting players that, you know, your hopes comes in and makes an impact at wide receiver and compliments guys like George Pickens, who I'm also excited to look forward to this season with 1 year under his belt in the NFL.